Don't wanna waste my time or a single dime on something high and dry. I love stalking fish and ripping lips.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the second segment of today's Gone Outdoors here on KWSN in Sioux Falls and KFGO, the Mighty 790 in Fargo. Scotty Brewer, Kyle Ager, Brewer Agri Outdoors, and we're going to chat with an old buddy of ours, one that we haven't really chatted with for a couple of years, so I'm pretty excited to get him on the show, Mr. Brian Brosdahl. You know him as Bro. Everybody in the fishing industry knows him as Bro. He runs Bro's Guide Service, and he is basically what we would call would be an industry expert. How are you doing, Brian?
Hey, doing great. Good to talk to you, Kyle and Scotty.
So one of the things, reason why we want to get you on is because we know you are very good with sonar technology. You've been on the forefront of helping develop some of this stuff, and you use this stuff every day as a guide. I'm thinking that you can teach us a few things so that we get the best use out of our sonars. And, you know, we're talking not standard sonars, but down imaging, side imaging. Doesn't really matter what brand you use. They probably have it. And none of us really use it to its full potential. So let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about side imaging first. Why is side imaging so important for the guys that have it and have never used it?
Well, side imaging is a way of, in traditional sonar, we're looking straight under our boat. And side imaging is a way to look to the side of the boat. So what happens in that scenario, we're covering more water. If you're looking to the side of your boat 100 feet in one direction, 100 feet in another direction, you're covering 200 feet plus, you know. And if you're, you know, side imaging also can pick off stuff that's off the bottom, whether it's weeds or rocks, but you could also see fish. And is it like a photograph? It's not like a photograph. What it's like is like seeing an arc on your sonar. You can translate it as fish, and depending on the color of the arc, you can determine how big it is. And if the fish is really solid and has red in the arc or yellow or however you set your color palette, you know that it's a good one. But to side imaging, you know by the shadows. I mean, if you're on Rainy River and you got side imaging on, you'll see sturgeon, and they'll be so clear you'll see their shape of their body, their skinny little tail, their nose, their little whiskers just about. If they're really big sturgeon, you can see everything. But it's all how the beam hits it. So the transducer shoots from the side. So there's designated ingredients, you know, crystals and stuff like that, in different ingredients in the transducer that shoot to the side. But this same transducer could also be in a regular sonar. So sonar now, going to side imaging, also down imaging was in between the two, basically is sonar, but instead of having a broad brushstroke, is more of a realist thing. If you go over fish with a sonar and it's a big arc and you go down imaging, it might be a small arc, but you'll see the shape of the fish. And if you're going over a drop off, down imaging shows up better. Why? Because the beams are closer together. So it gives you real detail, but it doesn't give you, you can't do it real fast. It'll fade out. That's not the right technology. But side imaging, you can actually use it at a fairly good clip, 3 to 7 miles an hour. And what you'll see is if you're crappie fishing, you'll see little white dashes, but the dashes are kind of not super detailed, but the shadows are. So you'll see a dash, and then you'll see a shadow that's round, got a slightly pointed nose. So you know it's not a bluegill because bluegills have a flat face. And then you'll see the tail. My goodness, that's a crappie. And then it'll look like buckshot on your screen if you got a bunch of them in a circle sitting there. But the unique thing about side imaging is, and I've been watching it as it's been going, and I've been using it from the beginnings where you could make out rocks but not see weeds super good. But it's always been good on structure. And then all of a sudden the weeds are real good. And I'm, oh, wow, I think I just seen some fish. And I've always used it for shadows, but the fish weren't as detailed as now. And I use Humminbird Helix, but all the electronics brands have side imaging technology, and it's all based on the same theory. The beam shoots to the side. You set how far you want your beam. So if you want to use your beam, if you want to go out 150 feet, you know, and your screen in front of you is 10 inches wide, 150 feet on each side of the screen, the fish are going to be like dust. But if you go smaller, I set mine at 70 feet all the time because I want to see pretty far, but I want to also have the fish show up as big. So pieces of rice, white dashes, are actually the walleyes, and their shadows will be the same. But you could zoom in also. So remember, all electronics usually have zoom features. You could zoom in to really and look at it. So it stops the screen. You scroll over. You hit plus, plus, and it zooms in. Wherever you're fishing, Lake Oahe, if you're fishing on Leech Lake, you can look for these fish and see them, especially in the flats. And there's no better lake than Oahe or Leech. And I wish I had it when I was on Oahe, because those little shelves that hold all those perfect walleyes, they would stick out like a sore thumb. And it's nice, too, because you can approach them without spooking them. And some lakes are really clear. Some lakes are dirty. In dirty lakes, I'll snap jig in 8-9 feet of water straight underneath my boat. In clear lakes, when your boat goes through, the fish move to the side. For instance, Otter Tail Lake, a lake that I fish every now and then that's really good for walleyes. I mean, probably has one of the highest test nets in all of Minnesota. It's got zebra mussels, and it's in the fourth year. I think third or fourth year, but the water's super clear, and it was dirty before. So you could kind of get close to the fish and whatever. But now, when you get lakes like that where the walleyes are in shock, because when zebra mussels first come, they kind of in the shock mode where they're trying to figure out what to do, they run away from boats. And if you hound them too much, they leave the spot altogether. And then if you keep finding them, they'll just keep leaving you. So the real trick is not to scare them. And side imaging comes into play. So if the walleyes are 50, 70 feet away, you could see them and then react on it and either pitch a jig or drift with the wind or use your front trolling motor. I'll take my Altera and I'll hit spot lock, or I'll troll around them and I'll pepper that spot, casting past and bringing the bait in ever so slightly and just hammer the fish.
That is so insightful in terms of how this new technology works. I mean, from point A to actually attacking the fish. And I can think back, and I think it was that jump from flasher technology to what we consider the old, you know, standard sonar. And you look at this, the new technology of today, and I really believe that you've got the early adopters that have jumped over and embraced it. But for a lot of anglers, it's intimidating. What is your recommendation in terms of how do they make that jump? How do they start?
Well, what I'd have the angler do is when you're on vacation or if you're going to go fishing, at least if you're going to be out there 8 hours, spend two of it and don't turn off side imaging when you're looking for fish or looking for spots. Leave it on. And if you're a little bit nervous about it, then if you got two screens, do sonar, or you could split screen it like the Hummingbird. I could have four different things going on, but I want my side imaging is. And go through there and test it. Try 40 feet to see what stuff looks like. Look at stuff you've seen before, and then go where you might see some fish. And you don't have to find walleyes to look at side imaging. Look at old cabbage beds. Look at rock piles. Then when you're going through, look at bass, where there's smallies or where there's panfish, and look at it. And once you get used to it, you'll be able to slow down. You can actually scroll over. Remember when they were going to outlaw cameras? This almost should be outlawed. You could scroll and put an icon on a fish that you haven't passed over. And so that's how detailed it is. And it allows you to see the fish and keep in a comfortable distance. So put it on for 20% of your day, and I guarantee you, you'll be using it 80% once you get used to it. And
yeah. So something else I recommend too, Brian, is I know you have a lot of videos out there. And I think if people could maybe watch a little video, a little tutorial of something that you've done, that would help them a lot before they even turn it on. But, you know, the point is, if you have this technology in your boat, go out and use it, because it doesn't do you any good if you don't use it. And if you do use it, it will do you a lot of good. Brian, how can people find you? How can they find some of your videos and that kind of stuff?
Just go to Brian Brosdell on, if you want to go to Facebook, and you'll see all my different pages, and I'm throughout, their Instagram, a Snapchat, TikTok, the whole nine yards. And I have some new videos coming out. It's gonna be about another week, but it's gonna be all about using your depth finder in today's situation. So look for it, and I'd love to help everybody learn to fish.
Thank you very much, Brian. That's Ryan Brosdahl, Bros Guide Service, talking about side imaging. Stick around, and we will be back with the second half of today's show. I love stalking fish and ripping lips out.